The time is now 16 minutes to 9, and Queen Victoria had a favourite cellist, Alfredo Piatti, and now works written by him, which have been gathering dust in a library in Italy for decades, have been found and will be performed. It'll be the first time they're heard for more than 150 years. Our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones has been speaking to Adrian Bradbury, the cellist who rediscovered them.
It's not been heard since 1879, when Alfredo Piatti himself performed his own composition, inspired by a tune in an opera by Donizetti. Now it's being brought back to life, played by Adrian Bradbury.
Whenever Piatti went on stage, all the critics, newspaper after newspaper, said, "This man can sing on the cello. He is singing like an opera star." So my responsibility was to recreate that.
Alfredo Piatti was born in Italy in 1822. He came to England when he was 22 and became the most celebrated cellist of the day, bewitching audiences across Europe with his technical wizardry.
Mendelssohn heard him and immediately set to work on writing a cello concerto for him, which is tragically now lost. We know that when Liszt heard him, Franz Liszt, he ran onto the stage, he kissed him, and days later presented him with a priceless Italian cello.
How do we know he was Queen Victoria's favourite cellist?
Oh, because we have Queen Victoria's diaries, and we can see that she was inviting Piatti to Osborne House and to Windsor Castle, and she was delighting in his playing. She writes so fondly of him throughout the years, and that does span several decades. And she was hearing Piatti day in, day out.
Piatti was best known for his fantasies or instrumental interpretations of operatic arias. Here's the Donizetti original from his opera Marino Faliero. And this is Piatti's version. So Piatti was elaborating and ornamenting the most popular songs of the mid-19th century on his cello.
These fantasies are the closest we might be getting to the voices of the great singers of that bel canto era. Piatti worked with all these artists, and then he writes these fantasies on the operatic themes, and he marks them up so we know when to slide between notes, all the accents, so we know where the consonants are, the vowels. And so suddenly, from an era where there was no phonograph and no recording, we have a major clue as to what these bel canto interpretations really sounded like back in the day.
But after Piatti died in 1901, his fantasies disappeared until Adrian Bradbury and the pianist Oliver Davis started planning a concert to celebrate the cellist's life and got in touch with Piatti's archive in Italy.
They said they've always been waiting for this call. They have a whole shelf of these fantasies in manuscript, and most of them hadn't been touched since he died. You feel like an Egyptologist opening a tomb, because these manuscripts, immediately as a cellist, they gleam at you with the arpeggios, the harmonics. These beautiful bel canto tunes are just like jewels coming at you.
Adrian Bradbury found five fantasies that had not been performed since Piatti's day, including this piece inspired by the operas of the Irish composer Michael Balfe. He's now recorded the world premieres for a new album. How significant are these unpublished works?
They explain why Piatti was such a star around Europe. They explain why Piatti was such a phenomenon. This brings one of our favourite masters in history back to life.
And are there any more unpublished works languishing on the shelf?
Oh, we've done all the operatic fantasies, but since you ask, there are national fantasies, fantasies on national themes. So, yes, give me a little breather, and because there are a lot of work, and but I'm so tempted to go back into that cupboard and find the Scottish fantasies and the Russian fantasies that I know are sitting there, and I think they deserve an audience too.
Rebecca Jones reporting.